We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we got a bombshell in the NFL. First day, it's been a day in the NFL as the Atlanta Falcons have their new quarterback. It is Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins has agreed to a four-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons, which does a number of things. One, it makes the Falcons the favorites in the NFC South. Two, it pairs Kirk Cousins with an offense of Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. So Raheem Morris in his first year gets his quarterback an absolutely massive upgrade over whoever, I guess, Desmond Ridder, Heinicke, whoever it would have been.
Yeah.
But this is as big a name that you will see sort of move, right, from team to team. Kirk Cousins, people don't remember this, that man beat the 49ers. He beat the 49ers this year. He was good. That team was, you know, 2 years ago, what was their record? I mean, it was something crazy.
Well, yeah, they had all those one-score game wins. It was double digits, whether it's 12, 13, something crazy.
Yeah, last in 2022, they were 13-4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, we saw what happened to them after Kirk Cousins went down.
Is it Achilles he's coming back from?
Yes, so he
played
is
eight
coming
games
off that.
Last year.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a big recovery. And
at his age, 35.
Yep.
But Kirk has never been the kind of guy who's moving out of the pocket and buying extra time. He does it all from the pocket.
Exactly. So, look, I think this is
wow. You have to, because Tampa had Baker Mayfield this year, right? And that was still a dogfight to win the division, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So I guess I'm with you that you'd make Atlanta the favorite now.
Yes. So, yeah. Look, here's my guess. My guess is that this was a move that probably fit everybody. His wife, Julie Hampton, is from Alpharetta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So she went to Georgia. So this is she probably wanted to go back home, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's been gone for so long, and all her family still there. So I assume this was one where if it worked, if it worked for Kirk, that was the choice. You know what I'm saying? Plus, it is a smart move. And Jason Fitz, of course, from Yahoo Sports, from Fox Sports Radio, joins us in perfect time as we got this bombshell. Fitz, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. Favorites in the NFC South, right? No doubt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Immediate favorites in the NFC South. And this becomes a real moment for Kirk Cousins to show how good he is, because – you know, you talk to people that played the position at the NFL, they'll tell you he's the top 10 quarterback, no doubt. You talk to, you know, so many people that become obsessed with wins and losses and the way we cover it in the media, and people seem to devalue him. So he's got an immediate opportunity with weapons all over that offense in Atlanta. They're talented. It's a bad division. I mean, this makes the Falcons not only a, you know, in my mind, a favorite for their division. It makes them one of the best teams in the NFC. They should be a contender in an NFC that, you know, doesn't have a lot of them to be able to make a deep playoff run with Kirk.
What's Minnesota thinking? Why wouldn't you give him everything he wanted to that point, right? Because the alternative is starting over, isn't it, Fitzy?
Yeah, and this is, you know, and this is something that I've lived as a Raiders fan. Most fans have lived this. Like, you start to think the grass is greener because you just want something different. And Kirk, far better than Derek Carr. I don't want to compare the two necessarily, but what happens is you start to look around at some point and you say, well, can this guy win the big one? And this is such a stupid conversation right now, because you really got to look around and say, how do we build a team that can win a Super Bowl, right? Like, so that's the real, if that's the real question all the way across the board, Minnesota picking where they are in the draft. Are you telling me that Kirk Cousins isn't better than the fourth best quarterback in this year's NFL draft? Like, that hard. If the fourth best, if J.J. McCarthy turns out to be as good as Kirk Cousins, that's going to be a home run for whoever drafts him. So I just think that we glorify the draft and we undersell quarterbacks that have had success but haven't had enough wins.
Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of other, you know, there's fallout from this. Minnesota now needs a QB. We don't know what Chicago is going to do with Justin Fields. The Raiders need a quarterback. The Broncos still need a quarterback. I guess everybody could fulfill those needs in the draft, but what do you sort of see in terms of the bridge quarterbacks out there? Let's just go with Minnesota. Is it a Jaren Hall situation or is it a Ryan Tannehill deal? Like, what do you sort of think goes on with the Vikings now?
I think they wanted Jaren Hall to win the job last year, and he just wasn't very good. So now they got to go to Justin Jefferson and try and sell him on why this isn't going to be a problem for him. So, you know, the bridge quarterback better be somebody he really likes. And, you know, Tannehill is a name that already the NFL Network is bannering around right now, but who's going to feel great about that? And the Bears with Justin Fields, I think what they just learned is that the trade value isn't going to be nearly what they thought. Like, why is Justin Fields worth, according to what, you know, some Chicago people have said, a second round draft pick when Mac Jones was worth a sixth, right? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I think right now you've got a bunch of teams that are going to be stuck. So Tannehill becomes a real option. But I mean, if we're talking about, you know, Mason Rudolph being a starting quarterback somewhere, the one name that I do think deserves a lot more credit in this is Gardner Minshew. I think Gardner, you know, he did a nice job with the Colts team that wasn't expected to be that good this year. I still think Gardner can be a bridge somewhere if you're drafting a young guy that you want to try and develop.
You were right on the Russell Wilson, Sean Payton pairing. And I remember it well because I was so wrong. I was on the other side of it when we talked about it. I thought you could, if Russ was smart, he would let Sean make him a Drew Brees 2.0. Turns out that was bad from the get-go. Sean didn't want any part of him. Can Tomlin get more out of him on this real low-risk deal? You're paying him the league minimum than Sean Payton did in Pittsburgh.
No, I don't think. And the funny thing is, Tomlin now should be getting some of the same side-eye that we gave Sean Payton for, you know, how is he with quarterbacks not named Drew Brees, and that we've given Belichick for how is he with quarterbacks not named Tom Brady. Like, I think this is a reminder to most organizations that having a great quarterback is difficult. And so now you're bringing in Russ, who, you know, I know people are going to point to the numbers last year, but the numbers were elevated because they basically had to call what they had to call. I don't trust Arthur Smith in this situation to get the most out of him. They're good weapons in Pittsburgh. But, man, also, I said this for Yahoo today. What is success for Russ now? Like, because the Steelers are always going to have a winning record, and they're always going to be a fringe playoff team. So if Russ comes in and just plays okay, is that going to be considered successful? I don't know. So I think this is a failed experiment from the get-go. And I've talked to a couple of people today that literally aren't convinced that he has the starting job. I know that a lot of people are saying he wouldn't have taken it if he didn't, but there are people that around that team that are not convinced that Kenny Pickett won't still get a shot to win that job. And I think that tells you how far Russ has fallen.
Okay. Raiders making some moves. They bring in one of the best, you know, interior linemen out there in Christian Wilkins. Huge deal, but they have the money. Also, do lose Josh Jacobs, maybe in an unexpected twist to the Green Bay Packers outbid there. What is next, you think, for the Raiders?
I think this was a pretty substantial move because, first and foremost, what the Raiders did was tell you that they're going to make strength stronger by getting Max the opportunity to not face the same attention. Christian Wilkins and Max together, I think, are going to be dynamic on the defensive line, which will help mask the fact that the Raiders still need a number one corner. But I think this gives the team a ton of flexibility going into the draft, because I really thought that the defensive line was going to have to be something they focused on in the first round. So now if you trade up, it'll be for a quarterback. If you stay where you are, you'll have the opportunity to get a starting offensive lineman day one, which this team also needs. So I think they're telling you, too, it's a pretty measured approach. These are the things that nobody really cares about. But I'll say this, the Raiders re-signed their center, who's not a great center, but if you read the reports afterwards, It was because they felt like they were going to get priced out of the guard market. And nobody cared about that when that broke yesterday. But look at what's happened today. The guard market has been absolutely astounding. Guards are getting a ton of money. So to me, what this tells you is that the Raiders organization, Tom Telesco, the new GM, had a pretty good idea of what free agency would look like. They're addressing this defensive line issue, knowing that now they have flexibility in the draft and they don't have to be holding to any one position. And by the way, it's also a great signing. Wilkins wouldn't be on the open market were it not for salary cap issues for Miami. I think he's an impact dynamic player day one.
What do we think about the Tony Pollard signing with Tennessee, Fitz? Yeah, and we know him well. Obviously, a Memphis guy, came out of the University of Memphis. I consider him more, and I thought he showed it this year, as that better two guy, that change of pace guy. When you use him next to Ezekiel Elliott, okay, it looks really good. If you've got him and Spears both together, do you have a between-the-tackles runner? What would you think of the move?
Yeah, no, you don't have a between-the-tackles runner. But I think what this tells you is that Brian Callahan, the new head coach, is really going to run a bunch of spread concepts, right? Like, he's going to get the ball out of Will Levis's hand quickly. He's going to use the running backs out of the backfield as pass catchers, and he's going to try and find dynamic ways to get them moving around.
Yep.
That's good speed at the running back position. But also, I think part of the reason they didn't take a bruiser at running back, number one, you can draft one, but number two, offensive line for the Titans stinks.
Right.
So, you're like, the Titans are in this glorious situation where they're picking in the draft, I honestly think they're going to be able to sit where they are and probably get the number one offensive lineman in this year's draft. That would be the smartest thing. I think this is a pretty smart approach, knowing your offensive line is never going to give a bruiser an opportunity anyway. So just get the ball out of Levis's hands quickly, look for quick release, and try and get yardage with running backs that can make people miss. I'm a little surprised if they were going to go Tony Pollard, that Austin Ekeler wasn't in that conversation, but I love the thought of Pollard coming back to Tennessee, you know, everybody wins, especially if that barbecue makes it over to Nashville.
We do have some breaking news. I mean, it's been it's the first day, but it is the day. Saquon Barkley has reached a 3-year, $37 million agreement with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
So Saquon Barkley is joining a division rival here with the Philadelphia Eagles. How effective do you think he will be in that system?
Incredibly. We can say what we want about the coordinator problems that they had, but the Eagles have a brilliant offensive head coach. I do believe that. They got a guy that's going to be able to find the most out of Saquon. And I'm going to be really interested to see what that guaranteed money looks like because the Eagles don't particularly
million.
Usually throw.
26 million.
26 of it guaranteed.
That's right.
That's a lot of cash. That's just, I mean, good for him. And I'll be interested to see what Josh Jacobs' number comes in with the Packers, too, because those were your two main guys. Saquon's going to be very good. And now all of a sudden in an offense that, you know, they're going to be dealing with their own offensive line issues with the retirement of Kelsey. And he's just not replaceable. This is a really strong move for Philadelphia, and it's going to let them commit to just being more of who they are. They're going to be a pound the rock and just sort of get the ball from Jalen Hurts to their running back. I love this. I love this for everybody involved.
Well, with the way the dominoes are now falling, does Dallas now have to go get Derrick Henry?
No, I don't think Dallas is in the Derrick Henry market at all. I think Dallas is comfortable going to the draft for a running back. That's how they believe that none of them had wins above replacement this year. So Derrick Henry, to me, by the way, would make a ton of sense with the Ravens. Like, just take him. Baltimore is not going to be afraid to use him. They're also not going to be afraid to take the pressure off him when they need to. He goes to a respected veteran head coach that guys love playing for. I think the Ravens still make a ton of sense, and the Ravens can be patient through all of this, knowing that, hey, feel the market out, and, you know, maybe if you find something you love, great, but Derrick Henry to the Ravens is what makes the most sense in my mind.
Fitch, the best, man. Appreciate
Thank
the
you,
visits
brother.
Every week. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz, Fox Sports Radio and Yahoo Sports. Antonio Gibson's on the move. He is headed to New England. So there you have it. There's your Memphis Tiger running backs. Kenneth Gainwell's in Philly still. We have Tony Pollard in Nashville.
Tennessee.
And now Antonio Gibson's in New England. Bryce Huff got a big deal.
With for him.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
3 years, 51.
Wow.
Oh, he was being hidden by the Jets last year. That was a well-known thing. Like, they were not using him the way they should have. That's about to change. So it was the Memphis Tigers. Getting paid. Get paid, Memphis Tigers. Get paid.
What about Big Pat?
Who?
Patrick.
No, bro. He's practice squad. He ain't on that level, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean, root for all of them. And Daryl, I hope you're out there somewhere. Daryl got a random call up this year, didn't he, with like the Jags or something?
Yeah, it was the Rams. Touchdowns, right?
He was back with the Rams, wasn't he? That's what it was. He got called back to the Rams.
Okay.
Because they had all that running back. And I know it's like, but then they just disposed of him. That's what happens with the position.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.